not me. The sink.
The sink?
Uh-huh. I spilled a bottle of vanilla extract in it.
Well, there go my dreams of romance.
What's that?
Oh, hey, wait till you see this.
Well, it's just an old baseball.
Dear, that is not just an old baseball. This thing is priceless. Well, I've had it since I was 17. I found it in one of the old trunks the other day. Took it up down and had this pedestal made for it, see? Look. Look who signed it. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Lefty Grove, Kai Kai Kyler, Augie Galan.
That's nice, dear.
Joe, and these men are some of the all-time greats of baseball.
Kai Kai Kyler sounds like a fan dancer.
A fan dancer? Well, he was just one of the greatest infield hitters in the history of baseball, that's all. I used to stand right after that fight, crowded it all the time. He really worried that pitcher, you know? He'd take a little short grip on his bat, and he'd line that ball out between second and third just like it was a pool shot. See, I saw him one day in a game with St. Louis. He went 4 for 4, and before the game...
Hey, Beaver, what's this black junk all over my toothbrush?
Well, I use it to clean my shoes.
Why didn't you use your own toothbrush?
Well, I'm saving it for cleaning my teeth.
Well, just keep away from my stuff, will you? Yesterday, you got my soap all dirty.
Okay, Wally. But you're getting awful fussy since you're starting to know a couple of girls.
Hi, fellas. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. You got a baseball.
Uh-huh. My Uncle Frank got that for me. I've had it ever since I was 17.
Doesn't look like he got too many hits with it, Dad.
It's an autograph ball, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah, that's right, Wally. See, my Uncle Frank was a ball player, and we went to the game together one day, and afterwards he took me down in the locker room and had all of his pals autograph it for me. See, I guess that was about the biggest day of my life when I was a kid.
Kai Kai Kyler, Augie Galan, Bill Dickey. Well, gee, I never heard of any of these big shots.
Grover, Cleveland, Alexander? Gee, Dad, I didn't know that presidents play baseball.
Oh, no, Beaver. He was just named after the president. He was a very great pitcher. You know, it's funny. You boys hardly know these players' names. When I was a boy, I thought they'd never be forgotten.
Yeah, but now they got a whole bunch of new guys that'll never be forgotten.
Yeah, guess that's the way it goes, Wally.
Gee, Dad, what are you going to do with it?
Oh, I thought I'd keep it in the den as kind of a memento, and maybe someday you fellas won't pass it on to your children.
Like Uncle Billy's elephant tusks that we're not allowed to have until we get old enough to appreciate it?
Yeah, something like that, Beaver.
You know, Wally, that's neat, Dad saving a baseball, sort of like he was a kid.
Well, even when you grow up, you still got some kid left in you.
Yeah, I guess that's why once in a while you even hear grown-ups laughing.
Did you show the boys your baseball?
Uh-huh. I don't think they were too impressed, though. You know, in my day, kids used to worship great stars like these. We looked up to them and tried to be like them.
Dear, you make them sound like some sort of ancient gods.
Well, in a way, they were. You never caught any of these old-timers coming down to Earth to shave on television or be psychoanalyzed in weekly magazines.
You know, I can't decide if we should get redwood or wrought iron.
Huh?
Tomorrow's Saturday, and I thought we could go and look at that porch furniture I was telling you about.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess this will just have to be another old memory to sit around and gather dust along with Uncle Billy's elephant tusk.
Boy, that's neat. They're all famous old-fashioned guys. My father met them in the locker room personal.
My father's got a gun at home over in the fireplace that was used in the Civil War.
That's pretty good, too.
My mother doesn't think so. She's always telling my father to get that dirty thing out of her living room.
My mom can't tell my dad what to do in here because it's his den.
Yeah. Hey, Beef, go get your glove. I got mine. You and I can play catch with a ball.
Now, Larry, well, it's not a ball for play catch with. It's a ball for looking at.
Yeah. But it'd be real neat to use a ball that famous guys used.
Yeah. But my father get real mad at us.
But nobody's home, are they?
No. My mom and dad went out to look at porch furniture.
Oh, that always takes a couple of hours, Beef. Like when they stop in on somebody for a minute.
I don't think so, Larry.
What's the matter? Don't you like to do stuff that you're not supposed to?
Well, Well, sometimes. But I don't think this is one of the times. Anyway, my brother Wally's home. Oh, you're afraid he's gonna squeal on you, huh?
Well, he just might. He's mad at me for getting his toothbrush dirty.
Did you clean your teeth with it?
No, my shoes.
Boy, that Wally's a fussy guy.
Come on, Larry. Let's do something else. Hi, Wally.
Hey, what are you two guys up to?
We're not up to anything, are we, Beef? Uh-uh. There's nothing around here to be up to.
Well, you better not be, that's all.
Who do you think you are, Wally? The big boss or something?
That's telling them, Beaver.
What are you being, Larry? A wise guy?
Oh, no. Oh, I was just talking to my friend Beaver.
Well, you guys better not get in any trouble when I'm out.
Where are you going, Wally?
Over to Eddie's, that's where.
Every once in a while, Wally acts kind of mean.
Well, he couldn't be as mean as my brother.
Before he got married, he was always hitting me on the arm. Every time he used to see me, he hit me on the arm. Right on the arm. Boy, I'm glad when he got married.
Okay, Beef, where's your baseball glove?
But Larry, well, there's really nobody home now. Let's get the ball.
No.
Well, we'll only throw it four times and you can keep count.
No, Larry.
Come on.
I'm not gonna.
Why aren't you gonna?
Because I said I'm not gonna.
Well, you didn't really mean you're not gonna.
Sure I did.
No, you didn't.
Two. Three. Four.
Okay, Larry, let's put it away. Well, we threw it four times and didn't hurt it.
Let's throw it another four times.
Okay.
This is the last four times.
One. Hey, look, Beef, I'm Don Drysdale.
What'd you go and do that for?
You should have caught it.
You're a crummy thrower.
You're a crummy catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I going to do now?
Here's your ball, Beaver.
Gee, Larry, it's all wrecked. I told you you should have caught it.
What am I going to tell my father?
How would I know?
He's your father.
You know, that was a pretty sneaky trick. Luring me out on the pretext of looking for porch furniture and ending up dragging me through a supermarket.
Honey, it doesn't hurt any man to see what prices are now and then.
Hey, you know, that was a real revelation. The last time I bought coffee, it was 35 cents a pound.
Oh? Is that what you and Grover Cleveland Alexander paid for it?
All right. What's this?
Frozen waffles. You just heat them and serve them.
Wonder what ever happened to all the sweet gray-haired old ladies in aprons who used to work all day in the kitchen?
They're posing for the labels and all the frozen food packages.
Honey?
Yeah?
I think Larry's still here with Beaver. Would you see if they want lunch?
Yeah, sure. Larry? Beaver?
We're in here, Dad.
Well, boys, why do you have the doors locked?
Because we're playing. And that big dumb Wally keeps coming in and bothering us.
Well, what do you want for lunch?
We're not hungry, Dad. I'd like some hot dogs, Mr. Cleaver.
Okay, Larry.
I'll see you later, Eddie. Oh, hi, Dad.
Wally, don't you think you're a little old for that sort of thing?
A little old for what, Dad?
Bothering your little brother when he has company.
But, gee, Dad, how...
I'll try and grow up a little, son. Now, come on, go get washed. We're about to have lunch.
How's it look, Larry?
It looks real neat.
Boy, Larry, sure is lucky you had that 25-cent bar at home.
Sure, Dave. I'm your pal. I wouldn't leave you in a spot.
You think we wrote enough names on it?
Sure we did. Hey, wait a minute. We forgot to dot this I.
There you are, Beef. Pop will never know the difference.
Yeah, sure. But I sure wish we didn't have to pull sneaky stuff like this on our parents. Gee, Beaver, if we didn't, they'd be killing us all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's go where?
You said you wanted to take a walk every night after supper.
When did I say that?
The other night after you read that life insurance booklet.
Oh. Well, let's start tomorrow, huh? I'm a little too tired right now to do anything helpful.
All right, dear. Put my coat away. Well, now, who do you suppose that could be?
Well, it's probably Fred Rutherford. I don't know anyone else who'd drop in on Saturday without phoning first.
Jelly. Fred Rutherford. Well, we were just talking about you.
Meeting June? Well, leaving home, little girl?
Oh, no, we were just...
Matter, the old walrus too grumpy for you?
Hello, Fred.
Oh, hello, Ward. Say, I thought if you had those Miller audits, it'd be a good idea if I checked them out over the weekend. And that way, in case the home office gives you a jingle on Monday, you wouldn't be in a jam.
Fred, I don't know where I'd be without you to do my thinking for me.
Don't mention it, old man.
I think they're in the den.
Your bride has a great sense of humor, Ward. I can always break her up.
Yeah, I must have left those papers upstairs in my briefcase. Excuse me a minute, will you?
Sure thing.
Oh, say, Fred, you're sort of a baseball fan, aren't you?
I'll say, the hickory meeting the cowhide is music to my ears.
Well, while I'm upstairs, you take a look at that baseball on the shelf. Some very interesting autographs on it. Some of the really great old players.
Fine. Baby Ruth.
Here we are, Fred. Oh, what do you think of the little memento?
You old jokester. You know, I nearly fell for it.
Fell for what?
Kai Kai Gehrig. Augie Dickey. Baby Ruth.
Well, yes, that's very funny, isn't it? Here you are, friend.
Oh, thanks. Well, see you around the salt mines.
Oh, yes.
And say goodbye to the little bride.
Yeah.
Kai Kai Gary.
What's the matter, dear? Fred say something that upset you?
Fred always says something that upsets me, but that's not what's bothering me now. Beaver? Beaver!
Hey, Beaver, Dad's calling you.
Yeah, I know.
What's the matter?
Beaver? Beaver!
I thought I was getting away with something, but Dad never hollers like that when you're getting away with something.
It's perfectly obvious how you feel, Beaver. It doesn't mean a thing to you that I've had this ball since I was 17. It doesn't mean a thing to you that it's a very valuable memento. It doesn't mean that much to you. Well, does it?
No, sir.
No, sir. How can you stand there and say it doesn't mean anything to you?
Because you just told me it doesn't.
All right, Beaver. You can spend the entire day tomorrow in your room. And you can eat your dinner up there alone. And every day for a week, when you come home from school, you'll go to your room and you'll stay there. You'll have no company, you'll have no friends. And you won't watch television, do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, go on to your room.
Beaver! Hey, Beaver! Hi, Lag.
Hey, Beav, what are you going to do today?
I'm going to stay in my room today, and every day for a week. And I'm not going to watch television. And I'm going to eat my Sunday dinner up here, too.
What are you going to do all that for?
Because my father found out about the wrecked baseball.
Hey, Beaver, did you squeal on me?
Nah.
I wonder if I would have squealed on you.
Sure you would have.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I would have. Hey, does that mean you can't come out and mess around?
I don't think I'm going to be able to mess around for the whole rest of my life.
Boy, what a jip. You know, you got a real Scrooge for a father.
Sorry.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver.
Sorry, Beaver's not allowed to have company.
Oh, I wasn't being company. I was just hollering up to him.
I heard what you were hollering. Would you run along, please, Larry?
Yes, sir.
I'll be seeing you, Beaver.
Be seeing you, Larry.
Beaver, close the window.
Yes, sir.
I just had to chase Larry away.
I hope you weren't mean to Larry.
I wasn't mean, dear. I was just firm.
Oh, gosh, Dad, Larry's just a kid. I don't know if he knows the difference.
Wally, don't you think you should concentrate on your dinner?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's what I should concentrate on.
What's the matter, dear?
Nothing.
Well, there must be something.
No, I was just thinking how sad it is to have an empty place at the table. Beaver always said such cute things at dinner.
Yeah. It used to be real neat when he was around.
Shall we try not to dramatize the incident any more than we have to?
Yes, dear.
Look, I know what you're both thinking. You're thinking that I lost my temper about the baseball and that I'm punishing him unfairly. Now, isn't that what you're thinking?
Well, gee, Dad, I wasn't thinking at all. I was just concentrating on my dinner.
All right, so it was just a baseball. It didn't mean a thing to anyone but me. But where does this sort of thing stop? How does he learn to respect the possessions of others if we don't punish him?
Oh, you're right, dear.
Well, yeah, sure, Dad.
Dear, would you pass Wally the meat? Where are you going?
Well, you two are probably right. I think the punishment was too hard. And all this is not worth having him hate me. I'm going to go up and tell him to come out of his room.
Excuse me, Mom.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, what is it, Wally?
Well, Dad, I'm not trying to be a wise guy or anything, but I don't think you should tell Beaver he can come out of his room after you told him to stay there.
Well, I thought you felt I was being unfair to him.
Well, maybe you are, but I think you ought to stick with it.
Really? Well, what brought all this on?
Well, you remember a couple of years ago when I was messing around out in the garage and I broke the window in your car?
Yeah?
Well, you told me I couldn't go to the movies for a whole month. Then after a couple of weeks, this real neat picture was playing. I kind of moped around and whined around, and then you finally let me go with the guys.
Well, I thought you would like me for easing up on you.
Yeah, well, the guys knew I wasn't supposed to go to the movies for a month, and, well, when we were sitting there, I knew that Eddie and Lumpy were thinking that my father was sort of a pushover.
Oh.
Yeah, and, gee, I didn't want anybody thinking that about you.
Well, you know, Wally, I'd never thought of it this way. I guess I would sort of be letting Beaver down if I went back on my word.
I think so, too, Dad.
Well, you go up and see if he's finished his dinner.
Sure. I won't tell him anything.
Isn't Beaver coming down?
Nope.
I thought you went up to get him.
Well, I was going to, but Wally said something and changed my mind.
What did he say?
Well, he didn't exactly put it this way, but I think what he meant was that we can't expect to get our children's love unless we first get their respect.
Hey, man, is it?
Come on.
Hi, Wally. Where you been?
I hung around school and waited for Eddie. He was in the principal's office.
Eddie in some sort of trouble?
No, he just wanted to talk to Mr. Haller about the school having a debating team.
I didn't know Eddie was that interested in debating.
He's not. He just wanted to get in good with Mr. Haller.
Oh. Wally,
Beaver's been sitting up in his room ever since he came home from school. Why don't you go cheer him up? I'm sure your father wouldn't mind.
Well, sure, Ma. Hi, Beef.
Hi, Wally.
You want me to hang around and cheer you up?
Uh-uh. I'm cheering myself up.
Yeah? Doesn't look like you're cheering yourself up.
Sure I am. I'm pretending I'm in the Tower of London, and these guys are going to come and chop my head off.
That cheers you up?
Well, sure, because I got a whole big thing planned. Well, I'm going to change places with a bad guy, and then when they chop off my head, it'll be his, not mine.
That won't work.
Well, sure it'll work. Well, I'm going to make it work, because I'm the guy that's making up all this junk. What are you doing in here?
I was just wondering what to do with this pedestal I had made for the baseball.
Oh, hey, it's a shame about what happened.
I guess you have to expect that sort of thing when you have children. That baseball was a real temptation.
I know what you could do with that. You could put your golf ball on it the day you break 90.
Oh, dear, I think I'll just save the pedestal and put you up on it.
Well, that was very sweet of you.
Was it? It wasn't meant to be.
My name is Sari, and I'm a TV Land fan from New York. Stay tuned. My favorite show is coming up next. I Dream of Jeannie. It's my favorite show. You know someone likes the show when they name their cats after the lead characters. And my cat's names are Jeannie and Major Nelson. Jeannie! Major Nelson! It's time to watch I Dream of Jeannie. Major Nelson! Oh, here he comes. Hey, sweetie. ¶¶